Oh, baby, it's cold out there. It's so cold. It's not quite snowing yet, is it? I hope not. I mean, it looks really grey and rainy right now where we're in like our little Slimmer World podcast makeshift studio, socially distanced and gazing out a wet, cold, dark day. Because sometimes that's what winter makes us feel like, right? Are you about to sneeze? Oh, sneeze away from the microphone. Nope, is she going to sneeze? Is there anticipation here? Is it good?
That was like the most pressurized sneeze in the world. Like, everyone's listening. How are you going to do it? Are you a pretty sneezer or an ugly sneezer?
Yeah, so welcome to Zoom World Podcast, where I'm Claire and she's a sneezer.
Sneezing Anna.
We're hoping to make you very hungry by the end of this episode. So grab any of your books, grab your food plan for the week, and maybe even look through your cupboards as we talk to you. Maybe do the food shop as we talk to you, because we are talking winter comforts. So this episode was inspired by a listener, wasn't it,
Anna? It was indeed.
Because sometimes we do actually listen to what you send us.
Sometimes Claire even listens to me.
Hey, So Kate sends us a message. You can get in contact with us. We are at Slimming World Podcast at Instagram, and we are on email, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. And it's kind of like a bit of a weird one this year, isn't it? Because some of us are in lockdown, some of us are self-isolating, some of us are not in lockdown, some of us are shielding. We're not quite going to the usual Christmas parties and get-togethers that we used to. But it's kind of sometimes you can slip into a bit of a lull when it gets cold and grey. And Kay had sent us a message in advance of the winterness arriving. And she basically said that she's a single mom with two toddlers, and with winter on its way, she's wondering what are our go-to food optimizing meals, our store cupboard staples that keep us going through the winter months. And this is something that we opened out a few weeks ago on our Instagram. And my goodness, did we get...
I mean, I
can't even keep up with the comments.
I'm so hungry, having just read them. Wow.
So the thing that you can do, we're only going to mention a handful of these inspirations, but if you're looking for a little bit, something that we've mentioned hasn't quite done it, then go on our Instagram and read that post for yourself. You know, whenever you just kind of feel a bit of a lull, that post will always be there to kind of just get you back in the game, because we really appreciate the community of our listeners and our followers that actually you all help each other out. And I can see some of you are kind of putting a recipe and then someone else is replying saying, hey, where did you get that recipe? That sounds great. So you're replying to each other. I love that, because we're only the kind of instigators of this. What you guys do with this community is entirely in your hands. So thank you so much. And tag us as well. You know, if you are making something that's been a suggestion on this podcast or even from some of those comments, then take a picture of you and your lovely food looking all smug and warm and nice, and tag at Slimming World Podcast in it so we can see your lovely smiley face as you eat it.
There's some key things we need, though. There's some key devices that I've found we need.
Key devices?
Yeah, like a slow cooker being top of the list.
Really?
Apparently the cheapest one that's around at the moment in high streets is £8. And a soup maker. Sounds like a very good investment, should you have one on your Christmas list. I mean, we've had people who are making the most incredible, spectacular meals and not even chopping a vegetable or turning the cooker on, just flicking a switch in their wall.
What's really interesting is so many people are referring to recipes which are in previous books and also on the website. And it's I'm totally guilty of this. You know, quite often I'll have signed up for a countdown where I get a free book. I'll maybe read two or three recipes, and then it goes on the shelf and it gathers a bit of dust.
Yeah.
And then it never really gets opened again because I'm constantly, I don't know, getting a countdown with another dude. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, I've got a museum here. Yeah. You know, there's more dust on these dinosaurs than in the British Museum.
Yeah.
But the thing that a lot of people are kind of talking about, like someone here is talking about a Greek Lamanorza recipe from the One for All recipe book. That came out a little while ago.
Yeah.
I mean, the cool thing is that as we put this podcast out, so many of you are signing up to countdowns, which is great to get you through Christmas and New Year.
Yeah.
And a lot of the deals are connected to like the new comfort books.
Yeah, so that was a one that came out a few weeks ago, but the new comfort zone book is insane. It is so good. I have made the front cover, which is cottage pie topped with cauliflower cheese. Oh my God. Like, literally, I must have made it six times now since the book came out. It's so
nice when you find a recipe that does that, you know, that just gets you excited.
It's like a hug. Do you know when you eat something and you're like, this is making my heart happy?
Yeah, like, I was really impressed, actually, with the amount of vegan recipes that are in this book. Because they're not just like pasta, rice, pasta, rice. These are brilliant. You're like talking like smoky black bean and beet burgers, pumpkin curry, mushroom bourguignon. How do you say that word?
Bourguignon.
Oh yeah, thanks for that. Who would have thought you telling me how to say something?
I just can't read it.
I can't
if you say
that.
It to me, yeah.
If you ask me to spell that, I'd be clueless. That's why we talk for a living.
Exactly.
When I showed Matt the recipe for a vegan pasty, he went,
how good.
What? That's on Slimming World.
I know.
Because they're always really cheap in the supermarket. There are vegan pasties.
And are they made with just horrible stuff?
Oh, yeah. They're like a million tins. I'm like, dude, it's just not worth it. So when I said to him, hey, I've got a recipe for vegan pasties and it's Slimming World friendly. It's even in the book. He was like, I'm sorry.
It's so good. I meat-ized that.
Meat-ized.
Yeah, so it was vegan. So I made it with beef. So good. So
aubergine good. Pizza boats. I mean, I'm loving my aubergine at the moment. Roasted collie with couscous and coriander pesto.
Taco stuffed giant mushrooms. Ugh.
I mean, I was just like, this is amazing.
Do you know what I love about this time of year? Hmm. Like, it's also one of those things where you can get away with putting anything that's about to go off in the fridge into a stew, can't you?
Yeah, soupy like, stew.
Yeah, stewy stew. It can be proper cheap as well. It really, really can. And quick. Like, you don't have to faff making it. You could just stick it in the slow cooker.
So it's interesting you kind of say about, like, these extra devices that are out there. Mm. You know, for some people, it's like, it's just not going to be an option because things are tight financially.
Yeah.
And that's totally cool because you can make a soup in a big pan.
Yeah.
You don't need all this extra stuff. People talk about Axi fries. You need the slow cooker for this and the blender for this and the food pro. You don't need all that stuff. Personally, I do not have the room in my kitchen.
I don't. We've got small
I have no
kitchens.
Shelves.
No. But do you know, I would say, if you haven't got a slow cooker, literally the oven on really low for like 5 or 6 hours would do it as well.
Yeah. I've just got one of these one pot cookers. So it's a pressure cooker.
Oh, yes.
And there's loads of different types, right? It's slightly different to a slow cooker. It does have a slow cooker setting on my particular one. It just slightly terrified me at the end.
The noise with the steam.
Ah!
Yeah.
There's lots of pictures that kind of say don't put your face looking over it.
Oh, third degree burns you could get very easily.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all about the ease of washing up. I think I've mentioned this far too many times.
I don't know. I've never heard you say it.
Yeah. But the one part is brilliant. Like last night, I knew we were going to be busy today. So I thought, great, I'm just going to do a simple rice, beans. I've got some carrots in. I've got some sweet corn. I've got some greens.
Nice.
Put some curry powder, some garam masala, boom, leaving it, and it kind of just the rice grows, it absorbs it, and it is done within
grows.
About 30 minutes. It expands, doesn't it?
Oh, I was thinking, should they grow on paddy fields?
You know what I mean?
I clearly did.
Rice grows, gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's like, oh my God, she's got a pot that grows
it's
rice.
Like pasta grows, doesn't it?
Yeah, it swells.
Why don't potatoes though?
They do, they get wider. A potato gets wider as it cooks.
Is it?
Yeah. It swells. It absorbs the fluid. Measure your potatoes. Were they 6 foot when you put them in the pan? They may be 7 when they come out.
You're measuring your knees. My knees. Oh,
and your
my
fingers.
God. Yeah, weirdo. Those kind of little things make such a difference. I mean, I'm just seeing here, like, campfire stew, Lou's put here.
Oh, you could do that with a jackfruit.
They've got here gammon, onions, cans of tomatoes, cans of beans, vegetable stock cube, tomato puree, smoked paprika, carrots, potatoes. I mean, these are things that you would find in, like, the super six of a low-cost supermarket.
Yes.
These are things that would kind of get you your cheaper card prices in a low-cost, you know, a typical high street supermarket.
Yeah.
So they don't have to cost a lot. It's just kind of knowing what goes together, I suppose.
Someone's just said one of your favourites on here.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty fries.
Just two words. They make my heart smile.
How do you do a dirty fry,
Claire? Well, I mean, number one, we did a whole episode about potatoes.
So, really?
I mean,
yeah.
If you're looking just for an episode on potatoes and you want to go to that a few weeks ago, if you're just tuning in. Potatoes, I like mixing up at the moment normal potatoes. Normal.
What's a normal potato?
White.
Okay.
A big white one. Yeah, I don't know. What do we decide? We say King Edward or Maris Piper,
yes,
are the typical best all-rounders. And sweet potatoes. And then I kind of boil them. So I chop them into like fry-like shapes and then boil them. And then just drain the water out, parboil them. So then you kind of like shake them up a bit, rough them up.
Yeah, crispy edges.
Yeah, but not too, don't boil them too much because then they turn to mush in the pan.
Oh, nothing worse.
Nothing worse.
Nothing.
Yeah, waste of potato, frankly.
Sweet. Yeah, not good.
So then you put it into like a baking tray, spray it. You can salt, pepper it, you can paprika it, stick that in the oven, and then you sort out the rest of it. So there's like fake bacon bits, which are free. Maybe you get some ham. You guys probably go and get your mince. You get your tomato puree. You get some spices. Maybe you get some taco beans. Get some baked beans if that's all you've got in. Get some, like, maybe a little bit of chilli if you like it a little bit hot. Rubbish at spice, but I can handle a little bit of chilli.
Should we go back to the fishless fish cakes?
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Oops.
And then you get the cheese to go on top. So, you either your bacon, your mince or whatever, just get some protein in there. That's one thing I would say. And then you layer it up. So you've got on the plate, you've got like your sexy potatoes. You've got like that tomato-y, protein-y, saucy thing. And then you put the cheese on top.
Do you then put the cheese like under the grill to make it go crispy?
I never really bothered with that, actually.
I just love crispy cheese.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just like that kind of warm feeling. I think there's also something about when you say winter comfort as well. It's just like, it's easy.
Yes.
It's so cooked.
It's warm.
Yeah.
Someone's just put the sausage and pearl barley slow cooker stew from the Comfort Collection book. You could do that with a substantial meat-free sausage, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And that holds up. Cheeseburger pasta, add gherkins, sweet corns and onions and use your healthy extra cheese rather than sinning your cheese. Sounds so good. Chicken tarragon, one tray bake. I love a tray bake. You can't go wrong. Simple but beautiful butternut squash with 50% something cheese. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it's feta. Bake it in the oven, basically. Oh, that'd be really good. Salty and sweet cravings. You can't go wrong. Beef and aubergine bake. Oh, another one that's come up a lot is dal. Carrot and coconut dal.
Wow, I never heard of carrot and coconut. Oh. I mean, I'm guessing the coconut is the coconut milk.
Or we've got a member in the group used to be who put the desiccated coconut in it.
It's a lot of sins.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, like there's coconut milk that's in the tin, isn't there?
This is on the app, so this is going to be low sin.
Yeah.
Super yummy.
I mean, also, just want to say that Jen here has put, she's working her way through the back catalogue and she was listening to the episode where we spoke to Sal, who is a chef that works with Slimming World and does some of the recipes which are on Slimming World YouTube channel. Mm. I know they've just put some more of her recipes out. But Jen, if you do look for the Slimming World YouTube channel, you should find it. I can't remember what it's called. Store Cupboard...
Sal's Store Cupboard Staples.
Something like that. Yeah. So there's tons. And you can watch her make these things with all the ingredients and the recipes as well. So if you're not quite sure where to get started, That could be.
She's really good. Yeah. Do you know what's also come up loads in the comments? Good old curries, slow cooked curries, doing them with the side dishes, like making your own fake away at home. Sounds incredible.
Oh, a lasagna! I just read here from Katie. I think
I made chicken, bacon, and leek lasagna a few weeks ago. So good.
You made what?
Chicken, bacon, and leek lasagna.
That doesn't sound like a lasagna. It sounds like
a pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, I didn't have the stuff to make a pie, so I just made it into lasagna. It was remarkably good.
I think the Italians might have something to say about that.
Do you know what? I like to take an idea and put the Anna Mangan spin on it.
We never expect anything less.
And also, things like soups, but with a protein hit. So putting things in like lots of beans and pulses, or doing like chicken, or like an oxtail soup some people have been doing.
See, soups are interesting, right? Because a lot of people in group talk about, yeah, soups are brilliant. But for me, I often find soups a bit boring.
You've got to find your soup, Claire.
You've got to find your soup. But also, I think probably what I was doing, and this is a huge thing that I've changed this year, I think, I would just buy a bag of typical like chopped vegetables from the supermarket and put it in some water with a stock cube.
Oh, that's not a soup.
Well, it is. But it's boring.
Yeah, but you need to find a soup that makes you want to go back and drink it.
It's the flavouring, right? You know, because look in your book, your store cupboard staples. You've got things like soy sauce, balsamic vinegar. You've got
paprika.
Your Worcestershire sauce. I always get
confused. Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, because it's up to the place.
There's even a vegan equivalent, actually.
Yeah.
You've got your spices, like Sal was talking about in her episode for here. She was talking about pairing up cumin and coriander.
That was clever.
Mixed herbs are great. Garam masala for your curries has got a mixture of different things in it. And once I kind of started to think, I can use some of this stuff, like mustard powder.
Oh, that's a game changer.
Marmite, you know, or the brands are available.
A yeast extract.
Yes, there are multiple yeast extracts. Some are sinned, I would like to say.
Really?
Nutritional yeast extract of the vegan kind is actually
sin. Didn't know that.
But it's that kind of makes a cheesy sauce thing, right? So once I kind of started to think, there's all this stuff here that makes it taste a bit nicer. It makes it a bit better.
Do you know what soup?
Also, different kind of like texture of soup, right? Because I wouldn't really ever blend it because I'm like, oh, that's just put it in the blend. It's more washing up.
But it makes it better.
A soup maker is an interesting thing, right? So, and some of them can be quite expensive. Matt was given one by his mom. And at the moment, it's broken, so I need to get it new.
No.
But within 30 minutes, we could have a soup. And as long as you didn't put too much in it, that's
you don't want
kind
overflowing.
Of wrong.
Did you break the soup maker, Claire?
I don't really want to admit that, but possibly no. I might have broken it. So the cool thing about it, because I was like, oh, soup maker, it's just basically a fancy blender.
No,
like,
but it does everything. It seals, it fries, it
I would just, I'm kind of getting in the habit when I'm working from home of have the breakfast, and then I lay out the food that I'm having for my lunch immediately after because I'm not hungry then, it's ready. Or if I can't, put it in the soup maker, put it in the one pot cooker or slow cooker or whatever. So then by the time I come to eat my lunch, it's ready.
Yeah.
The decision is made, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to make better choices when I'm not hungry. So the soup maker was really interesting because it has different settings, right? Do you want it like really lumpy or do you want it super smooth?
Does it call it really lumpy?
No. Chunky. It says chunky. No, it does. It uses the word chunky.
Because lumpy and chunky, like chunky has got a positive connotation. Lumpy makes you think?
Some people would say if you're a bit chunky, that's a bit rude.
Yeah, but if you're a bit lumpy, that's even rude. But you wouldn't go to a restaurant and it would say, here we have a lumpy, you know, leek and potato soup, would you?
No.
It would say chunky.
Well, talking about lumpy.
Where's this going?
In the one pot cooker, you have the option with pressure cookers to do
lumpy
porridge.
Oh!
I burnt it.
Of course
so it was a fail, but it's something that I'm working on. My goodness, is it so creamy?
Really?
Wow. I mean, I'm normally, again, minimal washing up, weigh the oats, weigh the milk, put it in, add a bit of vanilla essence, that's porridge.
Yeah.
It's quite boring. But it's fine. You know, it's how it is. Anyway, so I put the same in the one pot cooker. I think probably I need to put a bit more milk in, is what I learned. But my goodness, like, because I'm using, like, unsweetened coconut milk.
Right.
So you can have 350 mils for your healthy extra.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain it's not 400. I think coconut is 350. We'll have to check.
I think it depends on the make as well.
Yeah, it can do. Anyway, check on your app. Depending on what you're using.
Yeah, caveat there.
But so normally for two portions of making, one for me and one for Matt, I'll put 400 mil of coconut milk in. And it wasn't quite enough. But my goodness, the texture of this was like, because originally I was a bit like, I don't want it to look like rice pudding did when I was at school dinners.
With like a sheen on.
Talking about lumpy.
But you know what happens when you're doing the porridge in that way? The starch is coming out, isn't it? So that's what's making the creaminess.
It's a bit like how we were saying, was it last week or the week before, that chia seeds, how they kind of expand?
Yes. They swell.
Yes, swell. That's better.
Hi, Claire, for menu writing.
Yeah. Probably not. But yeah, it just makes it so different. So
yeah.
I suppose, like, what I'm also saying, like, with the soup, playing around with the different textures, and like, we made a sweet corn chowder.
How weird. I made one last week.
And one of the recipes said something really interesting. It said, when you come to blend it, leave a portion aside. Blend the rest, and then when you come to serve it, just put a little bit of the non-blended on top, so visually it looks a bit
more appetite. Yeah, because a sweet corn blended looks a bit not appetizing.
How often do you make your food look nice? You know, like with a little garnish, like a little bit of, like, I know you hate coriander, but a little bit of parsley.
I do
on top.
You see, every night when I cook for Phil, I make his look beautiful. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, I sprinkle stuff on it.
I did a little thing the other month with my Stemmerwall group. I borrowed a knitted doll, which was a knitted version of my consultant.
Oh, I used to have them take Anna home for
yeah, and
week.
I'm sure there's loads of consultants that have this. If you are a member and your consultant offices, do it. I cannot suggest, like, anymore, just do it, because what it really made me think of was it held me accountable.
Yeah.
So those little things that I would have that I would kid myself, and I am someone that writes it all down, but because I had to take a photo, I chose to do that. I took a photo of every meal, and knitted Debbie came with me to the gym. She came out, like, walking on the reservoir. She was with me in my co-working office, and she was always there, and I thought, everything I eat, I'm going to have to take a picture of Debbie with. And if I don't want to take a picture of it, then I won't eat it.
Oh, it's telling you Debbie
but
didn't want
it. But also made me really kind of think about the
presentation.
Just the way the food looks. You know, like, I love porridge oats, but maybe some days mix it up and put it in a waffle mould.
Oh, I do like a waffle
mould. There's donut moulds.
Mm.
And really, it's the same recipe, just looks a bit different.
Yeah, totally. Do you remember you cooked for me once on the podcast, and you made me porridge. You do make a good porridge. I don't know if you remember, but you made
me a porridge. I don't remember making you porridge, but yeah.
We had it where we had a meal together. It was very nice. Mm. It's not one where you set my mouth on fire and I danced around the kitchen. Maybe that's why you don't remember it. But just going back to soups. Soups are such a cheap and easy way to get protein and speed in. One of my favourites is red lentil, bacon and carrot. So I'm thinking you could do it with your vegan bacon, lots of smoked paprika.
Mm.
I think the thing is with winter, like, it's stews, it's big mashed potato. It's like so much comfort, isn't it? And it's one that's great for batch cooking and to have leftovers the next day.
I also think, like, it's not just about, like, your meals. It's, like, about, like, your little desserts and your warm treats. Like, I made waffles yesterday and I made them fresh, because I think now I am working from home a bit more. Some days, I mean, gosh, I remember once I'd only ever cook one time a day. Now, because I'm working from home, I can easily do two or three meals.
Yeah.
And so I kind of have the batch, like, the batter kind of prepared. And then
so
once we've eaten our dinner, I'm sticking them in, and then we can eat them warm as they come out. There is actually vegan whipped cream.
Nice.
A bit of choc shot.
A berry?
And then, yeah, bananas, berry. You know, little things. And I've started sometimes using protein powder to flavour things, which of course I have to sin. There's banana flavour, there's vanilla flavour, which sometimes just kind of gives me that protein hit, because I know that's something, like I've said at the moment,
yeah,
over the last few weeks I've really, really honed down on water, protein and measuring and really looking at what are my sins being used for.
And it's a recipe for success.
Yeah, there's something nice, isn't there, like, about warm and comforting. And sometimes I think that the meals that we think of as warm and comforting remind us of our childhood.
Yes,
and
definitely.
And so we have a fixed idea of what those meals might be, but maybe we haven't actually thought about, right, when I was seven, what was my favourite dinners?
Fish finger, beans and chips and mash.
So then if you wrote a list of those things down, and then maybe you haven't cooked those in a Slimming World optimised way. So go out and see, how would I recreate that?
Yes. The Take 5 Second Helpings has an amazing toad in the hole in it. Oh, so good. Well, you could do toadless hole. Toadless hole?
Well, there's meatless sausages, so I think
I was trying to make it like... Toadless hole.
I suppose it's going to be a different animal, really. It's going to be a... I don't know.
A cactus in a hole.
Wow. That's a pleasurable eating experience right there, isn't it? Ouch.
Oh, God, I need to be let out of my cage, don't I?
Yeah, so winter comforting. And you know what? Sometimes it's just about, okay, having that one meal that you are genuinely looking forward to. One meal that can just get you excited.
Like, you didn't see her face when she talked about dirty fries, but it lit up like she'd won an Oscar.
It did, like, pasta at the moment. I've gone through a love-hate relationship with pasta.
Have you?
Before, like, the national lockdown started, when was it? A few weeks ago, I bought a massive, massive bag of pasta. It was, like, £2.75. I mean, it's humongous. And I was like... Right, let's work out how we eat pasta then. And it's made me really kind of think, right, okay, how am I flavouring it? What kind of protein? That's my base. Now what do I do with
it?
You know, like I mentioned before, I've been also doing that this year with porridge oats.
Mm.
Right, here's my base. What can I do with this? How can I really use it? Do I want to blend it? Do I want to make it savoury? Do I want to make it sweet?
Yeah, savoury oats are good.
And it could just be like, find that one thing that you love and then just kind of build a way to eat recipes using that as much as possible.
Yeah, like potatoes.
Like potatoes. I mean, look, I'm looking here. AdMad talks about homity pie, baked bean and potato pie.
Baby lasagna we used to make lots. That's crazy and cheap. I think the thing with the comfort, like winter comforts as well, is if you've got something knocking about in the fridge and you don't know what to do with it, pop that food group into the Slimming World like search and you can search recipes that would have it. So you might find some winter ideas that you've not thought of.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a lady that likes to experiment. You know, sometimes it goes really right and I don't have a recipe and I concoct beautiful things. Other times Phil goes, we're having an omelette now, aren't we? You messed that one up. So yeah, sometimes it's just freestyling. It really is. Mm. See what you got in the fridge, you know, but having those staples in, like in the freezer that you can just go and bang in like a bit of butternut squash or some onions or whatever can really help as well.
Mm. Well, I hope that's helped you, Kate, and I hope that's also helped you if you're listening too. And you're just thinking, how do we get that warm, comforty, lovely feeling that we need sometimes in winter when the days are
long,
really, yeah,
and dark.
And the only thing that's keeping us going is the fact that we've got the Christmas tree with the Christmas lights and soon they'll be gone too.
Oh my God.
It's the end of the year and what have I got to show for this year?
The fact that you're still here fighting the fight and you can jump 20 foot box jumps.
Oh dear. I mean, yeah. We have a lot of fun here and I hope that you enjoy your food and we have given you some kind of nutritional... food optimized inspiration. Please tag us in your beautiful photos of your wonderful food. Take a picture, not just of your food, but of your lovely smiley face. Maybe of you rubbing your belly going, I've actually rubbed my belly at the same time.
Did.
And you didn't even acknowledge that I did that.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Beautiful belly rub.
So tag us at Slimming World Podcast. You can send us an email if you wish to do it. SlimmingWorldPodcast@gmail.com. We currently don't accept receiving envelopes from doves or pigeons.
But you know, if you gave me some food with that pigeon, I might accept it.
That sounds weird. Maybe don't eat pigeons.
No, I didn't mean the pigeon. I meant like send the pigeon with some food.
Wow. Next week, we are drawing a line under 2020. That is the topic. You will need a journal and your pen. Maybe your journal, not just a journal.
Or someone else's
someone journal. Someone else's journal. If you'd like to pretend to draw a line under someone else's year that's done, had a better year than you, that's fine. We're going to have lots of things to make you think. This is the question that we'll be posing for next week so you can think about it. Despite COVID-19, what great choices have I made? More things for you to think about, more inspiration. See you on Tinstagram.
Bye for now.
Bye.